Hello, my name is Jenny Gray, and a very warm welcome to day 3 of our 7 days of different exercise ideas. Each day, we are concentrating on a specific area of the body, so that by day 7, we will have worked through the whole body and really be able to start feeling the benefits of repeating exercise to help you maintain mobility and flexibility in the joints. As I said in days 1 and 2, I'm going to do my very best to explain each exercise in detail, and I'll describe what you should be doing and, importantly, how it should be feeling as we go along. However, as we're not in a room together where I can watch you and check any movement mistakes, I am relying on you to make sure that every movement is safe and pain-free. If at any time you feel any unusual pain or discomfort, then you must stop the exercise, stay sitting in your chair, and rejoin us if and when you feel able. All the exercises you do at your own volition. We cannot be responsible for any misinterpretations of any of the exercises. I do so wish I could see you, but I will be with you every step of the way and guide you with descriptions that will hopefully be as clear as if I was standing right in front of you. All the exercises are much easier to do if both your hands are free. So if at all possible, can I suggest that you put your phone on loudspeaker? If this isn't an option, once we've finished the class, you can always go back and repeat them on the other side if you had to cut short or miss any of them. Today, we are going to concentrate on our posture, strengthening our back and core muscles. Up until today, we've been working on the arms and shoulders, so we'll warm these areas up before moving on to our torso. Let's start today by warming the hands and arms. As we repeat the exercises each day, we'll be teaching the muscles to respond and relax, and we should start to notice a difference in our mobility as we exercise the various areas we've worked through before. It's important you're sitting upright so that your back is resting against the back of the chair and your feet are flat on the ground. You should feel comfortable and relaxed with no strain on your back. For some of you, that will mean you have to change to a lower chair or possibly place a pillow behind your back so that your back is supported when your feet are flat on the ground. For those of you who've been with me for the last 2 days, I hope you found that perfect chair and are already sitting ready to start. So, as with every day, we're going to do our deep breathing exercises. Today, I'd like you to really concentrate on keeping a straight back as you breathe in and out. Don't let your back relax or bend forward. Ready? Take a big breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Remember, keep your back nice and straight and big breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, big breath in and out. Last time, breathe in and out. So, as with the first 2 days, let's start by getting the circulation down to our hands. Let's rub them together vigorously. You may notice that today you can rub them more vigorously than the previous 2 days as your body becomes used to this exercise, and they may warm up a little faster each day too. Onto our knuckles. Let's close each hand into as tight a fist as you can and stretch the hands open. Watch your fingers opening and closing, really stretching the hands out each time. Open and close. Open and close. Again, do you find that you can close your hands tighter today? I do hope so. From our fingers to our wrists, just like on day 1 and 2, we're going to warm the wrist joints by bending and flexing the hands. Start by holding your hands palms face down just above your knees while your lower arms are relaxed and bent at right angles to your upper arms. Now point your fingers down towards the ground and then bend the hands like a hinge up towards the ceiling. Now down again and up and down and up. One more time, down and up. Well done. Now keeping the arms in the same position, rotate the hands so that the wrists work through their full mobility. Round and round in one direction, and after three or four rotations, change direction and make circles in the air in the other direction. I have a picture in my mind of us all sitting with our hands up, all making circles in the air. A wonderful picture. And now onto our elbow joints. Rest both your hands, palms facing up, on your legs. Bring one hand up to touch your shoulder by bending at the elbow, keeping the upper arm still as you make the movement towards your shoulder. Now alternate and bring the other hand up to your shoulder as you lower the first hand back down to your leg. Keep going, and if you can't touch your shoulders, that's just fine. Bring your hands as close to your shoulders as you can. And as you repeat this exercise, try and get a little bit closer to your shoulder each time. Up and down, and finally bring both hands up to your shoulders. From this position, I want you to rotate the shoulders by drawing circles in the air with your elbows. Try and draw really big circles using the full movement of the shoulder joint. Once you've completed four rotations in one direction, change so that you're drawing circles but in the opposite direction. Great big circles. Feel your shoulders loosening. Well done. Now bring your hands back to rest on your legs again, and let's take a couple of big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. In and out. Now we're ready to focus on our backs. Make sure you're sitting upright with your shoulders back. It's important you feel relaxed and comfortable whilst maintaining that straight back. Be aware of your shoulders. Lower them if you feel any tension. I can imagine you now sitting in your chair with a wonderfully straight back. It may feel strange. We're all so used to relaxing our backs when we're sitting, and if we spend a lot of time sitting, then our backs and indeed our stomach muscles become used to that position, and then we find it hard to hold them tight. So, with a straight back, gently bring your head down towards your chest and feel the upper part of your back between your shoulder blades tighten. If you don't feel the muscles between your shoulders tighten, try pushing those shoulders a bit further back. Hold it, and now bring your head slowly back to center. Let your shoulders go back to their normal resting position, and your back will probably want to bend slightly too. That's okay. Can you feel the difference? Let's try that again. Sitting upright with your shoulders back as far as they'll go, remember to keep them relaxed. Bring your head down towards your chest, and feel the upper part of your back between your shoulder blades tighten again. Hold it. Now lift your head back up and relax. We're going to do that exercise one more time. Really concentrate on holding your back upright with your shoulders back, as if you're a sergeant major in the army. Now, bring that chin towards your chest. Hold it. And bring it back to center. And relax. Well done. We are starting to stretch muscles and train them to hold us more upright with each exercise. Now let's move on to our stomach muscles. Those backs need to be upright again. Take a big deep breath in. And now as you exhale, I want you to tighten your tummy muscles as if you're trying to get your tummy button to touch your spine. Tight, tight, tight. and relax. Let's repeat this exercise 3 more times. Straighten the back, breathe in, and as you exhale, tighten those tummy muscles. Hold it and relax. Okay, here we go again. Straighten the back, breathe in, and now out and tighten the tummy and relax. Last time, check your posture. Breathe in, tighten the tummy muscles as you breathe out and relax. This is an exercise that can be done any time of the day. Perhaps when you're doing something you do every day, like brushing your hair, you could also be holding your tummy in. My mother used to get us to do this when we were in the car. If we had to stop at traffic lights, we all had to hold our tummies in until the lights changed green. I thank her for my tight tummy to this day. Now, our last exercise for today. I want you to imagine you have a piece of string coming from the center of the top of your head. Someone is pulling it up, and as they do, you have to stretch your head and body upwards too. So, from a relaxed position with your back against the back of the chair, I want you to clench your buttocks tight, raise your back as straight up as you can away from the back of the chair, and raise the top of your head as high as you can while still looking forward. Hold it and relax. One more time. Clench your buttocks tight, raise your back as straight up as you can, and raise the top of your head as high as you can while still looking forward. Hold it and relax. Could you feel your whole torso stretch? Take a big deep breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. It's very easy to get into the bad habit of slouching while we sit, but maintaining a strong back is so important. Our posture determines how we move and how we walk, and tomorrow we're going to start work on our legs. You've done so well today, and now you can relax. I thank God for the time we have spent together today, and I pray that you can feel God's presence with you always. And I ask that he blesses each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.